I'd like to say Bojari Gamaru G'day everyone. How are you? Excellent. And we really need to care for the planet, and circular economy is so important in all the different sectors. And that we see when it doesn't happen, that's where you have places like beaches over in Africa that have clothes embedded in them. You have seen that, haven't you? Yes. It's so important to do the right thing for Mother Earth, because Mother Earth, everything comes from our buildings to our agriculture to our textiles. So we need to care for her, and we all become part of her one day, don't we? It's important to remember that. When we don't care for Mother Earth, that has been shown the last couple of weeks, hasn't it? Like in Spain, where they had a year's rain in 8 hours. Imagine if we had that, or if we just had our summer's rain, that we have all the storms that come over and would happen to Sydney here, it'd be a disaster. And we do have some pretty intense storms. I know that driving across the bridge, the Coatanga, sometimes when we have those storms, it's quite intense. And that, what I was going to say here, where we are, obviously in Sydney, we have a very beautiful harbour here. And traditionally, whales would come in here and they would. Come in here with the little calves, and they'd go just around the corner here to Gomera, which is Darling Harbour. And they can't do that anymore because we've got a bridge there and we've got other activities there. But they'd still come in and visit, which they've been doing for many, many millennia. And they have many different names up and down the coast. It's so important to remember that. There's many different languages here in not only New South Wales, but around the country, up and down the coast line. What I was going to say is, obviously we're on Gadigal here, this side of the bridge. The other side of the bridge is Cammeraygal. Suburb of Cammeray is named after the Cammeraygal clan. If we were to head inland, heading west, Wongal is next door to us, and that's where Olympic Park is. And then the other side is Wallumattagal, and that's where Bennelong's resting. Bennelong, obviously being partner of a strong Cammeraygal woman. And who's that Cammeraygal woman? Barangaroo, yes. And he's not the only one resting there. There's others too. But obviously, where the opera house is called Bennelong Point, because he had a place there. But it was an island there, an island with middens. And the middens were taken for mortar. So the mortar in the older buildings, like at the Mint in Macquarie Street, also down at the Rocks, which is called Tullawalada. This is traditional name. So down in the old buildings there, and also in Argyle Street and places like that, you have a close look, you will see little specks of shell from there, which is called Jabbergali, is the land over where the opera house is. And there's a beautiful big sculpture above there. Have you seen that big sculpture? The white sculpture on the lawn? It's called Barra, Bara. It's in the shape of a Gadigal woman's fishing hook made from a shell. So cultures all around everywhere. And over the on the north side, at Balls Point, we have whale engraving, but also at Berry Island, we have a shark engraving too, which are important too, because they are part of totems and that too for people. And if we keep going, we hit Burramuddigal, where Parramatta is named after. Burra meaning yield, eel. So Bura in our language, we have trill. I think the Greek language, and also maybe Welsh, has also the trill. So it is a little bit difficult to learn at first, but it's how you pronounce the name Burra. And Burra has created the whole harbour and the waterways now just resting not too far from here. There's a little island called Memel or Memel. It's also known as Goat Island. So it's Eye of the Barra. What I was going to say too is that our totems are very important to it. Dinawan and is Emu, and Banda's Kangaroo from Central New South Wales. They're part of people's totems, but they're also on the coat of arms. And obviously, they can't go backwards, they go forwards, but we need to look backwards and understand our history and acknowledge our history. What I was going to say too is there is a beautiful white bird that with black tail feathers, a long neck and a long beak. It has a parallel with Aboriginal people. What do you think the parallel is? It's been dispossessed of country. Didn't live in the city here 30 years ago. It's a wetland bird. It's come to live with us. It's called the sacred ibis, also sacred in Egyptian culture. Don't call me a bin chicken, thanks. I'm not a bin chicken. I have to survive. Unfortunately, humans haven't cared for my wetlands, so I've had to come and live with you. So that's why I'm going through the bin sometimes, and it's not my fault. Very beautiful birds. I have them in my backyard, and I see them. I did see them earlier this year. They had an elder bird taking three young birds for flying lessons in a V-shape, and it was very wonderful to see that, and the younger birds were a little bit unsteady at first. But also remember that it's also like our culture where the elders are passing down skill and knowledge to the younger ones. And one of the ministers recently was telling us how they got 15 birds from Lake Gilliwana between Bankstown and Liverpool, and they took them out to the country where they originally came from. They got them vet checked, worm vaccinated, tagged, but the birds actually beat them back to the city. Yes. Maybe they didn't understand that they have their little families and they have a little mob they want to get back to. Yes, just like us. And also, there was one that recently passed out the front of my place. I think it got hit by one of the cars, but I did give it a proper burial. I think it's the proper way to go. And I took it out and I said, Ivy, look, this is where you've grown up. This is where you live. This is where your family and your mob are. So your spirit's going to be here. And then about a month later, there was a little younger ibis in the tree above where I buried the bird, and it was getting fed by its parents. And I did have one early in the year at the front yard, very small beak, makes a high-pitched noise, and the parents and that feeding may sound like a geese, I guess. And there's one other thing about the ibis I think is great too. Do you know they're killing an introduced species? The cane toad. If you Google stress and wash and ibis and cane toad, they're actually worked out they do have some tolerance to the poison, but they're actually picking it up, taking it down to the water, shaking it to cause stress, which releases the poison. Then they wash it, and they do that multiple times. Quite clever. So a friend sent me that video last week. It's important we do take a moment's silence and pay respect to our ancestors, pay respects to Mother Earth. As you know how important that is, pay respects to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander traditional owners, elders and custodians of past and present. Those we lost the last few years through this pandemic we're going through. We're not quite at the end, but if only they stopped building those 5G towers, some people think. And we also need to pay respects to Mother Earth, as I said, and reflect your journey right here, right now, and how we can do better. So if we just have a moment's silence and a moment of paying respect, thanks. We have those three beautiful rivers. What are they? The boundaries of the Eora Nation. You've heard them before. Hawkesbury, Georges, and Nepean, correct. On behalf of Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council, members and elders, welcome everyone here. Enjoy the next 2 days. Don't be shy. Be honest in your conversations. And let's all work and walk together for better outcomes. The Land Council, our members and elders, would like to say that to everyone. And look, the festive season is coming up. Do have a safe time. Make sure you take that time out. Remember, it's only a short lockdown with your family. Yes, it's only a short lockdown with your family. You probably know all their traits and all the idiosyncrasies, but I'm sure you still love them. And well, I hope so. And that you have a great time. Look, make sure that you understand health is a holistic approach. Mental, physical, cultural, spiritual, community, country, and emotional. Have a think about that for your own health, and do take that time out. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land never ceded. Let's all work and walk together for better outcomes for our planet, which is our mother. Thanks.